There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, "Im ein kemach ein Torah, im ein Torah ein kemach." Both parts. First pshat in the Mishnah is, "Im ein kemach." If a person doesn't have bread, doesn't have parnasa, doesn't have any money, so ein Torah, he's not going to be able to learn. A person needs to be able to eat and to have parnasa in order to learn. And the main Torah, ein kemach, the Mefarshim say, it means that if a person doesn't learn Torah, then all the kemach that he has is not worth it. What does he need all the money for? What does he need it for? If he gives him Yishev Adas and then he's able to learn, then it's all worth it. The main Torah, the main kemach, ein Torah, and the main Torah, ein kemach. Tonight I think we're introduced to a new pshat in the Mishnah. And I think we could say azoy. Rabbi Sunshine was afraid, "Im ein kemach, ein Torah." People are not going to have good food, so maybe they won't learn Shtak Second Seder as much as they should. So therefore he set it up that "Im ein Torah, ein kemach." If you don't get a certain grade on your Torah, you're not going to get the kemach. And that's how they go hand in hand, the kemach and the Torah. Talmud Torah, we say every morning, is one of the things that a person is oichel periseyam ba'olam hazeh, ba'keren kayemes ba'olam haba. So Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So this is a little bit of the periseyam, some of the spicy periseyam, ba'olam hazeh, that was oichel with the Talmud Torah. This is a small chalik of the periseyam ba'olam hazeh. The truth is though, there is a deeper pshat in the Mishnah, the main kemach ein Torah, main Torah ein kemach, said by the Gra, the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei. Going in Mishlei, in the parak of Eishes Chayil, which is talking all about Torah, according to the Mefarshim, so it says there on the pasuk, "Tzofia alicho isbeisa v'lechem aslus loisoichel." So the Gros says, "What pshat im ein kemach ein Torah?" He says, "Kemach means learning be'iyun. Be'iyun is grinding up, like kemach, grinding up, taking everything apart. Why is this the halacha? Why does Rashi say that? Why does Tosfos say that? Why does the Shulchan Aruch fasten something if it looks like the sugya came out the other way?" That's kemach. Torah is Torah, the kiyas, learning the Torah from beginning to end, from Bereishis till Vezois HaBracha, from Yeshua till Divrei Hayom and Beis, from Brachos till Uptin. All of Torah, that's Torah. And the Vilna Gaon says, "Im ein kemach," if a person doesn't train his mind how to learn Be'iyan, how to understand why things are going on and what's how to compare and contrast in the right way, then ein Torah, then he won't have the proper understanding of Torah when he's learning Bekiyas, because he doesn't have a trained mind, he's just reading a bunch of facts, but he doesn't understand, he won't be able to apply what the Torah says in the times of the Gemara to halacha l'maisa our days, because he doesn't have that trained mind of kemach, of how to grind something and how to understand and think with a glatta svara. On the other hand, he says, "Im ein Torah, ein kemach." If a person doesn't have yediyas haTorah, if a person doesn't learn up and know mesechtas and know a lot of yesoidas from all over, ein kemach, there's no point in saying svaras. A person could sit and handle a whole first seder, svaras, back and forth, what's the din here and there, and really 2 blah later, it's a beferish gemara, what it is. And people never get that far until 2 months later when you forgot the 2 blah ago. So, "Im ein Torah, ein kemach," and it goes both ways. "Im ein kemach, ein Torah." Without the proper iyun, a person doesn't have the proper havana of shas. And without knowing shas, you don't have the proper havana and iyun, because "Im ein Torah, ein kemach," "Im ein kemach, ein Torah." For many generations, most of the people in Klal Yisrael were learning only the kids. The Gedolim, the Paiskim, they learned Be'in, and they knew Shas in a way with a depth, and you came to them for a Shaila, and they could be Madam and Milsa La Milsa. But everybody who called himself a Talmud Chacham knew Shas. That was Pashit. It wasn't like a Shasi, it was like so extraordinary. People who are learning for a few years, so what do? You just learned, weiter, weiter. And the Gedolim decided, and the Rosh Hashivas decided, that if people are not learning Be'in, they could learn through all of Shas, and they don't know anything, because once it comes to the slightest difference, the slightest variation from what it says in times of Gemara, now we have a car, oh no, car doesn't come up in Chazal, so what do? So now already you need Lamdanim to figure out what din of a car has, and if your car is driving, and it hits a rock, and the rock goes out and is mazik someone, that's the same thing as the times of Gemara, a shor going in Chatzi Mezik Tzreiris, that it comes apart, so people couldn't make the application. So you needed people to focus on lamdas and focus on iyun, and therefore they set up that the derech of the yeshivas was that in a person's younger years, when he's able to train his mind, they would learn a lot b'iyun, and they would train their mind, and that's the stepping stone in order, that's the kemach to get to the Torah, that when they finish after understanding and getting a mahalach how to decide and how to compare and contrast, then a person is ready to take on shas, and he's able to go learn. But what has happened over the years, and many Rosh Hashivas scream about this, is that because of the focus that everyone wanted, that we should learn Be'ian, and that a person should train himself, and not just read a bunch of facts and information, but a person should train himself, and be machin right from wrong, and glatz from krum. So because of that, people have spent a lot of time on the Ian, and never get to the point of the Ian, which is that we should learn Torah with the right kemach, that we should learn Torah with the right seichel. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to shry, he said, I understand that the yeshivas are teaching people how to learn. But after learning so many years how to learn, when do you start learning? Of course you know how to learn, but you can't learn how to learn until you're 90, then what happens? You have to start learning. And he didn't mean that learning how to learn is not learning, but he meant that that's not the tachlis. A person has to learn be'in in order that his bekiyas will look differently. In order that he'll know kol ha'tayra kula be'in. Meaning kol ha'tayra kula, he'll be able to know with the right havana. And that's why in the yeshivas, that's why we have in our yeshiva in Waterbury, a stress on the be'in, a stress on the bekiyas. It goes hand in hand. And that's really, the yeshiva with hatzlacha has to have both. You can't have only learning bekiyas, because then you won't have the lamdanim who know how to compare and contrast like it's supposed to be. You can't have only the Ian, because then you have a bunch of Amaratzim who know how to learn. And that doesn't help. A person has to learn the Be'in and then take with it the Kalim that he's trained from his Rabbeim, from his Chavrusas, from the older guys who have more experience, and then able to take that and to learn with them, take the Kemach and learn with them the Torah. The best way for a person to learn Bekiyas, the point of learning Bekiyas is to become a Baki. Let's start with that. The word Bekiyas means to be a Baki. And one of the best ways to be ma'ir a person, instead of just reading, but rather to digest, is with a test. And a test is not a babyish thing, a test is a gewalt gezach, unfortunately. Meaning like, everybody should realize, whether they like it or not, I should say, it's not unfortunate, but whether you like it or not, after 120 years, and we hope that won't be for another long time, everyone's going to have a test, and it's not going to be a pick and choose, 8 out of 10. We're going to have a test, Hashem is going to test us on kol ha'tayra kula. And you can't say, I was absent that day. You can't say, I didn't learn this myself. Okay, so you didn't learn. There's no excuses. A person has to know kol ha'tayra kula. And a test is ma'ir a person to chazer. And the emes is, when a person learns and he sees how he studies for a test and makes sure that he memorizes every havamina, every maskana, he has to take that limud of a test and learn, even without a test, he has to learn that way. When you're learning, you have to know. So l'maisa, what comes out? Is there an isra amira la'akum on the lava of chasima? L'maisa, halacha l'maisa. Komli b'dirabina, is there a chi of latzis day shamayim or not? As you go through every sugya, you have to know, like, halacha l'maisa, what comes out? What comes out from the sugya? What's the shita of the havamin, of the maskana, what's the amiram, tanom? And just like when you prepare for a test, you prepare to answer those questions are going to come up. La'acha me'av asim, a person has to know, kol ha'tayra kula. And again, the iyan and the pekiyas, they go hand in hand in order for a person to have the proper training and then to become a baki. And that's why it's taka so special and so beautiful, the Sudas Mitzvah for Bachrim who are Matzliach and performed well on a test. It's not just like a prize. It's a chizuk that the idea is that we realize that the Bachrim worked hard for it and the Bachrim became Bekiyim through the Bekiyah Seder. And it's a chizuk that they should continue to use the Bekiyahs to become Bekiyim. And the only thing I could add as a chizuk is that I've seen that throughout my years in yeshiva, which is probably more than most people here, it's not that many, but more than most people here, I've seen that what's, I'm sure Rabbi Kalish will agree with me, and anyone who's seen yeshivas for many years, I think what separates the men from the boys in Limud HaBekiyas is Chazara. You see people go through yeshivas mamash for 20 years, and they're mamash amaratzim. They're just worse amaratzim because they think they learn so many things, and they start applying things krum. If a person doesn't chazer, so then there's no way that he'll retain the information. You see guys that go through yeshiva for many years, and every zman, they're chazering lunchtime what they learned the last man, and after 6 or 7 years, you come away with nashim nizikim. After that, you learn kachim, you learn this, you learn... So there's things going on. You make a kinyan on a masechta. So you start with a daf, you end with a parrot, and then comes with a masechta, and one thing after the other, it has to be with chazaras. I had a 12th grade Rebbe who came from Eretz Yisrael. He had a broken English. Even the words that he said in English correctly, he said it with the improper accent, and it was very funny from years, like the Bacham used to sit in the back of the shir writing down all his expressions, forget about the shir, he was writing down all the expressions, the funny things he said. You can manage to make a Purim play out of it. But one thing he said, whether he meant it or not, but it was an interesting expression that he said, he once told us, and it stuck in my mind until today, he says, if you don't chazel, forget it. And this is the thing. I don't know what he meant. He meant the deeper meaning of it. He says, if you don't chazal, forget it. And this is what... And I never forgot it. And the idea is that if a person doesn't chazer, he can forget about it because he's going to forget it. That's it. Everybody's human. Everyone realizes that shikha is a normal thing in this world. It's not a chasaran. It's the metzias that everyone has shikha. And if a person learns, the more a person is reichish, the more he learns, the more of a chi of chazara he has, that he shouldn't lose it. I just want to end with something that's a little bit frightening. It's a Mishnah, though. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that it talks very starkly l'shaynus about someone who forgets some part of his learning. It says, "Kol ha-shekhech dover echad mi-mishnasay." Whoever forgets even one thing from what he learned is malav akosav ke'ilu mischayev benafshay. Very strong l'shaynus. Ke'ilu, a person's chayev misa, ke'ilu mischayev benafshay. You have to know what that means. Ke'ilu mischayev benafshay. But whatever it is, it doesn't sound too good. And if this is talking about someone who forgets one thing, so Rabbeinu Yoina Afanaret and the Mishnah Novus says, how is that possible? We're not computers. How is it possible that a person forgets something that is considered his fault? He forgot it, so he's Kilo Mishai Ben Afshik. So Rabbeinu Yoina says an amazing thing. He said, it's his fault that he forgot it. Because you should have known that a normal thing is for a human being to forget. Therefore, Hoyoloi Lachzer Ha'alocha Harbei Pa'amim. He should chazen many times, and he should think about the halachas that he learned till he can't forget it. There's no such thing. Especially a taina on a person, when he learns something, how can you forget something? You should be thinking about it on the way out of yeshiva, on the way back to the dormitory of the apartment. You should be thinking about it when you're eating. You should be thinking about it when you're going to sleep. You should always be thinking about it. Rabbi Yonah is not talking like Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah, you know, Shara Chasidus. This is a Mishnah in Avos. Kol ha-shechech tov rechem mishnasei. So a person, we should keep in mind that the Bikiyas is something that together with the Kemach, this is Kemach and Torah together, the point of Bikiyas is to become Bikiyim, and just like we Matzliach, Baruch Hashem, in this sugya, in these sugyas, on this test, to know most of the material, we should never forget to chazer it, in order that we should never forget the Gemara, and never forget what we learn, and we should be matzliach in our limud, in Bi'iyah, and in Bikiyas, and become emesam tamid chachamim, and make Hashem happy with us.